Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Donna Perkins. I'm a regional vice president, and I reside in the balmy, cold state of Ohio. So I got to hear my friend Bonnie Redmond say good morning to me today. She's a little brighter than I am. She's down in Florida. She used to be in Ohio. So good morning. Special shout out to Miss Bonnie. I sure miss your face. So, all right. This is the Morning Mojo Calls. For those of you who are new to the Mojo Calls, we do these every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning. And we do them just to get your day started. And they go from about 8 to 8:10, 8:12, 8:15. It will get a little wordy. But this morning, I hope not to be too wordy, but I hope to bring you a message that will carry you not just through your day, but through your ACN career. We've had some incredible Mojo Calls this morning or this week. And if you don't know where to find them, you can go on to our website, teamrevolution.com. Teamrevolution.com. Go through the tabs on that website. Because Mr. Larry Adler will post those later in the week or the following week. He will post those Mojo Calls in case you missed them or you want to hear them again. So before I get started, I want to just go over a couple of announcements. This morning, if for any reason you're on your website at 6:30 to 7 o'clock and things weren't working, we had a system-wide outage. It was a scheduled maintenance where nothing was going to work for about 20 minutes. They were doing some updates. So no fret, no problem. Jump back on there now. Everything is back up and running, and we have some new updates. Secondly, I want to make the announcement that this Sunday, there will be no team event at 9 o'clock. It is Super Bowl Sunday. And so all team events, Mr. Solomon's and Ms. Gabriel's, will be happening instead on Monday at 8 p.m. So no team meeting on Sunday night. Enjoy the Super Bowl. If you're not in the Super Bowl, hey, enjoy your family. On Monday night, instead of my typical training at 8 o'clock, we're going to go ahead and do the team events, and you'll just use your regular team login for that 8 o'clock event, and of course, you will get text messages. So I wanted to make sure we made those announcements because this is Thursday, and we are all about to roll into the weekend. So what do I want to talk about today? I want to talk about a world-class business with world-class emotions. Now, world-class, of course, the Olympics are going on, right? And we see world-class, oh my goodness, athletes from all over the world competing. And you may or may not be watching the Olympics, but there's two Olympians that really pop out into my mind. And I'm not going to use their names. I'm just going to tell you where they're from and what happened. The first is a Japanese figure skater. He is so popular in Japan that when he got to Beijing and when he travels, he has to travel in disguise because the entire world knows him. He cannot travel freely in Japan without being mobbed by, you know, the population because they want to talk to him. They want to touch him. They want his signature. In fact, when he got to Beijing, he was in seclusion for the first 2 days and only came out in the middle of the night to actually practice. That's how popular this fella is. And the other gal is a female U.S. skier who is a world-class champion and a gold medalist. She is extremely talented, and she competes not in one event, but in five very dangerous, very skilled events. And so these two athletes have had very similar experiences at the Olympics in the first few days, and yet their responses were very different. The gentleman from Japan fell in the short routine. He did a quad jump. First time ever in competition he ever fell on it. And it was his very first jump in the Olympics this time around. In fact, it was such a big deal that his score did not even qualify him to be in the short routine finals. They took the top 12, and he did not make it. Afterwards, they interviewed him. In his interview, he was so gracious, and he was smiling, and he was full of gratitude to be at the Olympics, and he was grateful for everything he'd ever accomplished, and he was so excited for all of the other skaters, and he was fine. He's still part of the team. They still took a gold in the team events. He still has other events, and he just absorbed it in his generosity. And his graciousness just really struck me at that moment. And then a couple days later, I watched a female skier fall, not once, but in two events back to back. And her response was much different. Her response was that now she's questioning everything that she's done for the last 15 years in skiing. Everything. She was crushed. And there's a thing, you know, with having the agony of defeat. But when you feel as though you've sabotaged yourself, and that's really where I think she went. What did she do, right? This really became about her. And she was not able to overcome her emotion at the moment, and maybe not for the rest of the Olympics. Yet more is to be revealed on how she's able to come out of it. So two world-class athletes who both failed in their attempts with two very different reactions. And so how do you build a world-class ACN business with emotion? We're constantly telling people not to take it personal, but we also tell you that this is your business and it's got to be personal. What? We sound like we're talking out of both sides of our mouths. We tell you that your why has to make you cry, and yet when you feel like crying and somebody tells you no, we tell you to suck it up. It's no big deal. What? What is all of that? So how do you build it with healthy emotion and appropriate emotion for what's going on at the time? It's just so crazy when you're trying to figure this thing out. So I'm going to start with two things. These are the two things I want to cover. How do you not take it personal? And how do you make it personal? And then how is your why big enough to make you cry, but it doesn't defeat you, it inspires you? So let's take the first one. Don't take it personal. What happens when a friend tells you no? Are you crushed? What happens when you can't get a customer? What happens when you talk to every human being you've ever met in your life and nobody gets an ACN? Are you devastated? Well, sure you are. I mean, you've talked to every human being possible, right? Your family won't support you. You talk to every family member and they all tell you to go jump off a cliff. How do you deal with that? What do you do? Well, first of all, I'll tell you, you're exaggerating. Oh, this is kind of a leadership mojo, by the way. I'm just kind of like that. You haven't talked to every human being you know, and you haven't talked to every single family member, but you've talked to enough to really get your feelings hurt, and I get that. That's a real thing, all right? So we'll tell you not to take it personal, but it gets real personal real quick, especially when you're new, or especially when you're really gunning for something. And it hurts your feelings. So how do you get through that? How do you shift the mind ever so slightly to care enough to inspire yourself, but not care enough to allow it to crush you? Well, I had this incredible conversation this week with a brand new IBO on the team, and she's just so inspiring to me. And we talked about how does it look at your job? When you go to your job, do you cry at your job? When you go to your job, if your job is to answer the phone and somebody's rude when you answer the phone, Do they crush you? When you go to your job and it's your job to do sales, and you get a lot of sales, but then some of them cancel the order, are you defeated and never going back? Do you not show up the next day? Do you take the rest of the day off? Well, of course not. None of those things really happen. Now, you might complain about your job. I get that, right? Your boss might be a jerk sometimes. I get that. But you don't sit there every day and tell him, I'm doing my best. I did everything I could. I talked to everybody on the list that you gave me. No, you don't do that. The guy's paying you. You just keep making calls. You keep making calls. You keep making calls. And it's personal. Sure, it's personal. That's your paycheck. But it doesn't crush you. And that's the attitude that you have to develop and the skin that you need to develop in your ACN business, because you are the boss. You are the CEO. The doors have to be open or there's not going to be any business. If you make 4 or 5 phone calls and nobody answers, you can't shut the doors for the rest of the day or the rest of the week or the rest of the month. Because nothing grows in darkness. The light must be on. And so what about your reason why? See, when I got started because I really wanted my mom to retire. That was my reason why. Now, I will also say they told me I was going to pay it on electricity and natural gas and cell phone service, and that just made daggone good sense to me. And I knew I would have to do something to get paid on those, because I wasn't going to just get paid on them for doing nothing. I had to acquire some customers. But my real reason why was to help my mom make enough money that she felt comfortable in retiring. And then I had some crushing health issues. And my neurologist told me I couldn't go back to work and work for anybody else. And that became my reason why. I needed to do enough to support myself. I needed to do enough so that I never had to work for anybody else again. And then some of you know that a year later, my husband lost his job after 37 years. They reorganized the way that they ship products for Kellogg's. And after 37 years, he and 10,000 Americans lost their jobs. Well, now I needed to help him. Now I needed to build it enough that he had the confidence enough that if he could never get another job again, we were okay. Now, of course, he was going to get a job again, but he was buried in emotion and couldn't get off the couch for 6 months. So I had to show him we could do this, and it was going to be okay. And then I focused on some promotions. I focused on becoming a regional director early in my career because I knew if I did, that my regional director would become a regional vice president, and I loved them so much, and they were working so hard for this, and back then, you had to create regional directors to become a regional vice president. And they poured everything into me, and I wasn't going to disappoint them. And then I wanted to become a regional vice president during the pandemic because somebody had to stand up in the first 3 months of the pandemic and show that the lights were still on. I had to figure out a way. Why? Well, I wasn't going to go back to work for somebody else, number one. And I was depending on me, but my team was depending on me. And so we did that. We became regional vice president. So now what for me, right? So I don't just tell you how to do this. I have to look at it. And what I realize is I do just enough to accomplish what I want. And that's about it. So I had to find a new why. And I found a new why. My husband wants to retire. He wants to retire sooner than later. So we picked a date for his retirement in 2023, and I'm working my tail off, and now he's side-by-side with me for the first time ever in ACN, really helping me build this business, and I couldn't be more excited for that. And I have a new goal. I want to be number one. Now, I've never wanted to be number one RVP, but here's what I know. If I'm number one, that means there's a whole lot of people on my team getting promotions, and that excites me. I will work so hard to help somebody else get a promotion, and so I know for sure if we are number one, then we are all getting promotions. How cool is that? And so you'll find that on my team right now, there's some people doing some incredible things. Chastity Leonard, Shelly McCombs, Greg Yashnik, just to name a few. And I want you to remember these three names, because right now, they all have a why, and they're all different, and they are working their tails off to build their business, deepen their business, help their new people. They are on such a trajectory right now. You are going to hear their names on Sunday night. You are going to see them on the national charts. In fact, this past week, Chastity Leonard hit the North American charts as a regional director because of all the activities she's doing and her team's doing right now. It's incredible. See, high tides float all boats. And so even if you're not on Chastity's team, oh, her promotion inspires all of us. What Shelly McCombs is about to do, she's having her best month ever. And that will float all of our boats, everybody's boats. And Greg Yashnik, just step aside, because he is on fire. And he's already loved by the team. But wait until you see what's happening for him. And see, what's your why? That's what you got to get to. What is your why? And I will tell you this, the secret sauce. It's buried deep in your belief in the ACN system, where you don't question it. And for me, that happens at big events. And we have an international convention coming up in Oklahoma City. And it may seem like a big ask, especially if you haven't traveled in the 2 years or you haven't been in ACN during one of these events. But my belief and the belief of all of those people have been born in large events. See, maybe you don't want to work for somebody else again. Maybe you need to pay some bills right now desperately. Maybe you need new tires on your car. Maybe you've never been on vacation with your family. Maybe you are in debt up to your eyeballs right now because you spent too much time for Christmas and you don't want to spend all year getting out of paying off that credit card debt just so that all of a sudden Christmas is running, coming around the corner again and you're going to go in debt again. We can change all of that. But the change comes from you, and it comes from your mind shift, and it's just ever so slight. There's no time for crying, complaining, or cussing because of who will or won't get in the business or because of what's happening or not happening. There's just no time, right? There's no crying in baseball. But at the same time, here's the shift. Be brave enough to cry through the pain. Risk going through personal development to peel off that layer of who you are to become of who you're meant to be. Complain to your upline. That takes a lot of courage to say those words out loud so you can learn outside of your own line of sight. See, we have tunnel vision, not because there's something wrong with us, because we can only see what we can see. We need other people to show us. We need to have coachability and vulnerability at the exact same time so you can make money and make your dreams come true. Oh, and the cussing. Well, quit cussing yourself out. Quit having this self-talk that you would never say to anybody else. Oh, but cuss enough out loud to get ugly and to get mad and to let it all out. Don't stuff that junk. Let's get it out of you. Because on the other side of all that ugly is a beautiful utopia, a brand new you, and a brand new life. And I totally and 100% believe that each of you deserve to be the best version of you. And there's no easy, faster way to get there. It has to be a little ugly. And it has to get extremely uncomfortable. But know this, we got you. Have a blessed day and an incredible weekend.